Hello, and welcome to A Thought with the Ringmaster. In this video, I'd like to talk about growing your audience and your channel. As you know, over the last few months this year, I've been trying myself to reach more of an audience base, put myself out there a bit more personally, as well as the show itself. A few things planned for the future, just a bit more upgrading. And one of the things that involves actually embracing the YouTube channel and its platform. So with that, recently I've been doing a bit of research and trying to find ways to get the best out of the platform that I was using. So with that, one of the videos or suggestions I looked at led me down this rabbit hole of subscribe for subscribe, like for like type groups that are just about trying to grow your channel. And the whole reason behind this is this whole obsession with the 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 listening minutes or whatever. Absolute joke. You've just got an absolute plethora of idiots that are just posting complete and utter crap out there, trying to get it to go viral just for the sake of it. And the thing is, as a content creator, it doesn't matter if you reach that limit initially through whatever means. If you're not producing quality material, or you're not producing things that people actually listen to, it doesn't matter if you monetize or not, nobody's going to listen to you. So at the end of the day, chasing those dreams or whatever, I don't know really how to put it, because to me it's just complete nonsense once I start looking into it. All I was trying to do is reach maybe people that might be interested, because in the end I have an obligation. I have 30 contributors that I want to promote, and therefore by using these tools, I want to draw people in. I want you to listen to the episode. I want you, therefore, then to go and visit the artists and check out their work. So in the end, that's the direction I'm coming from. But these absolute morons, and it seems to be that half the population of India and Pakistan seem to think that they can do a video out of the backseat of their car, listening to a stereo, and that's going to go viral and make them millions, which, to be honest, is an absolute nonsense. If that's the sort of material you want to watch, crack on. You're probably not even on this video anyway, so I don't think I have anything to fear. But A, I don't want those type of audience members anyway. They're going to offer nothing to the show. They're not going to appreciate what we do. Getting false subscribers, once again, I actually turn off the ads for the videos, so let me know if ads do appear, because I should have all the settings that they don't, and you just go straight to these videos whenever you click on them. But if it does, let me know and I'll try and sort it out hopefully in the future. But with that, as a content creator, the only way I can see to try and grow your audience is to find your audience, first of all. Establish who it is that you want your audience to be, who you're trying to target, what your content is. So for example, with the Satanic Player Society, we produce horror radio style shows. So only people really that are interested in a sort of horror stories, or maybe audiobooks, listening to stories being performed, poetry, various mixes and topics. You know, if somebody's interested in political content, they're not going to find it here. Believe it or not, if somebody's interested in religion, they're not going to find it here, because it's not what we do. So we're not going to attract that audience. So first of all, find who your audience is, who you're trying to actually target, and then find methods to go out and reach them. On that, if you've come to this channel recently, what other platforms do you listen to? What other similar interests? I would be interested to know, because I would like to investigate those platforms, reach out and maybe have a chat with them, see the other content creators. And in the end, it's all about growing and trying to make a better experience. For those that do visit and like donate to the channel and stuff, everything gets pumped into trying to make it a bit better. So a bit better equipment, better software for producing the show, various bits and pieces, trying to, you know, maybe buy a few props and stuff in the future for more video segments. We'll see how it goes, but in the end, I'm not interested in growing the, personally, I'm not interested in growing the show just for the sake of it, just to have numbers. I want actual invested audience members, like people are already watching this, but who I'm eternally grateful for. So find out who your audience is, who you're trying to target, and then get out and do it.